I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, we're playing Deck of Smash, and it's been a struggle for folks. Steve has made this very difficult today, accidentally, because it's not like you listen and add songs to make it harder. You just pick, and you hear it when we hear it.
It's weird, because we're at the point where we normally are when we begin the second
pretty
segment.
Close.
But it seems like it's been a real big struggle.
Yeah. So we're down to six, Sexo Smash. Let's hear it.
Sexo Smash from the top.
All right, Casey, you've been waiting, listening on 94.9 MMQ out of Lansing. Hi, Casey.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
Hey, man.
What you got?
So when I first heard Deck of Smash, I thought I heard Cream White Room.
Okay. Is that your answer, or are you just telling us a historical fact?
Now you don't hear it. Okay.
Cream White Room.
Okay. You are correct. You do not hear it.
Okay.
Oh.
Sorry, Casey.
Let's see.
No. Nate in Nashville. Hello!
Wow, that might be the noisiest phone ever.
And done. Gave it a second. That was a lot. Don, Northeast, rather Corey in Northeast Pennsylvania. Hi, Corey.
Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf.
Ooh, there you go.
Yep, I've been waiting for this one.
Oh, is the theme songs that say doo-doo?
This might be the one that was
the outlier
thrown in at the last minute.
Go Duran Duran. All then there was five. Well, one seems to be shining through now.
Yeah, one's pretty strong.
This is Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
Hello, Sean. Do you know one?
How about CCR? Let me in, coach.
No.
I see what's happening there. John in New Jersey.
Second time.
What songs are called.
Hi, John.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
I hear John Fogerty, center field.
There you go.
There you go.
There it is, man. Good job.
Well done, John.
Yeah. It's not CCR, put me in, coach. It's John Fogerty, who used to be with CCR.
Center field.
The song is called Center Field.
I played center field for the Little League team when this came out, and I thought this was the coolest thing in the whole wide world.
I played left out.
I bet it's well out.
I love that organ.
Well, I beat the drum and hold the phone. The sun came out today. We're born again. There's new grass on the field. Around the third and headed for home. It's a brown-eyed handsome man. Anyone can understand the way I feel. Oh, put me in,
This always seemed like such an unserious song for him after some of the stuff he wrote, like Fortunate Son and stuff like that. But also, it's just fun.
Yeah.
And unserious can be good.
It's actually a song about the Vietnam War.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Is that what they... A lot of innuendo.
They called Hanoi center field?
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's about the murder spree that Joe DiMaggio went on.
Weird.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Yeah, before he became a Mr. Coffee pitch man.
He was a murderer?
Didn't know. A baseball player, murderer. Coffee.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, and he was doing Marilyn Monroe in
that
too.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got for Quad Smash? I'm dying to know what that one is.
Yeah. What is that song?
I know. I could probably name all the others. Probably not.
I hear it, but I don't know what it is.
And you won't.
It's making me so fussy. Jay and Jackson.
What?
Okay. Are you at an auction where they're selling a cow right now?
My God, that was so loud.
Ryan in Grand Rapids. Hello, Rye Guy. Anybody call you that?
Hey, Rye Guy.
No. I'm sorry,
well,
Ryan.
Well, that's a first.
It should be a
I was going to say center field by John Fogerty, but somebody beat me to the punch. Oh, so I'm just going to guess. Green Day, Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Must have gotten through to him somehow.
Summer has come.
This is the one that's not really part of the theme, but
because of September. Last.
Because of the timing.
When September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends.
Hot Wings, you're singing too much through your mouth. It's got to come more through your nose and ears.
Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars.
Beautiful.
Much better.
Thank you. And then there were three try smashes.
Triple smash.
Three smashing at once.
All across the summer sky. And the people watched in wonder. How they.
My brain is sad. Scooby Dooby Doo Hillbilly by those guys. Andrew, listening on WGRD. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys. I was going to guess Green Day, but I'm going to throw a random one out there and say Daughter by Pearl Jam.
No.
Sorry. Dylan in West Michigan. Hello, Dylan.
Hello. I also had Green Day, so I'm also out.
Okay, thanks, bye. Thanks, though.
Thanks for hanging on.
Alicia. Hi, Alicia. You got one?
No, I did, but it's gone.
Okay,
oh, no.
I appreciate the honesty.
Nope.
Just hanging out to be courteous. Ryan on the Jersey Shore, listening on 105.7 The Hawk. Hi, Ryan.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Can you name one of those three remaining songs?
Is it American Girl by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers?
No.
No.
Boy, I feel like I'm pitching a shutout here.
Jay in New York. Hi, Jay.
Hey, how's it going, guys? How are you doing today?
Good, bud.
Great.
Did I hear Alabama, the song Mail Music?
You did.
I love this song.
It's pretty good. Pretty good for a debut single.
Was it really?
Yeah. I think.
Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Drift away like Tom Sawyer, ride a raft with old Huck Finn. Take a nap like Rip Van Winkle, they stream it again.
This was their third single.
Oh, what was the first?
Tennessee River and then Love in the First Degree.
Well, Jesus, Tennessee River.
Are they still
not dead?
Alive?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I think one of them may have gotten sick and they kind of retire, but they still do stuff sometimes.
All right.
But I also thought that was their debut single. So.
It was close. I mean, it was right in there.
Bye, Smash!
Bye, Smash!
And it's down to the two that I knew it would be down to.
And there used to be a ballpark right here.
What?
Now the children try to
find a fever dream. What are those?
What do you mean?
Yeah,
raise your hand if you're a little mad at Steve.
It seems pretty obvious.
Like, raise your hand if you think it's unfair that you're mad at Steve. Still mad.
Hands raised.
Yep.
Where it started playing was a big hint right there.
Shut up.
There was a sidewalk.
John in Tennessee, can you name either of those two garbage things Steve wants us to say?
Please, please, John.
John?
Oh, is it me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, hey. Is it Frank Sinatra, My Way?
No.
No, that's a one by Frank we all know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, maybe there's, you know.
You're going to feel so stupid, free beer.
Typically. Matthew in Indiana. Hi, Matthew.
Hi. Is it Foreigner, Hot-Blooded?
Still no. It wasn't, and it will not be.
I love how that's the default.
Mike in Grand Rapids. Hi, Mike. It's not Hot-Blooded by Foreigner.
Could be.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I think I'm way off now, now that I've listened to a few songs, but I'm going to go with Bush with Swallowed.
Did you hear the last two that he played? You may not have, admittedly, because you're on the phone. But when you hear him play it again, you're going to be like, that was not a good guess.
No, I know it's not now.
That's correct, Mike.
I appreciate you, Mike. Thank you. All right. We're not going to get him, I don't think. Nope. You're going to have to just tell us.
Nope.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Benny Goodman, Sing, Sing, Sing.
No.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
The Smithereens, A Girl Like You.
Oh, Free Beer.
No.
Tom Christensen, Whistling Polar.
Mm-mm, no.
Hot Wings.
Sounded like
Hot Wings.
Foreigner, Hot Blooded.
Mm. Yes.
Hey, play it.
Hot Blooded.
What are they?
All right, it's two songs. Two of the biggest hits. Can't believe you didn't get one.
Saturday summers, when I was a kid, we'd run to the schoolyard. Here's what we did.
Is this an artist we should know?
Absolutely. Both of them.
Is it Dermot the Frog? Singing something about Saturdays?
Saturdays? It's Brad Garrett.
Or is it Ray Romano? Yeah.
Saturdays.
Saturday. Okay, I mean, I know.
It's right on the tip of my tongue.
Everything that I need to know in there, the four things, two artists, two song titles, mm-hmm. I have one artist.
What do you got? Who do you got?
Frank Sinatra. Like, I recognize his voice.
Yeah, of course. This is a big hit. There used to be a ballpark.
Oh, no. So this is a melancholy reminiscing song.
Oh, listen to us being urged on by that cello.
Gosh, man. You're tuning in to RKO. Listening to the sultry sounds of old Blue Eyes here with a melancholy tune about defunct ballparks.
Is this about the polo grounds?
There used to be a ballpark where the field was warm and green.
Everybody!
And the people played.
This might as well be a church song.
That crazy goo goo game
I'd never seen. And the air.
This sounds like a song that would be playing. Remember that song that we played last Christmas about like Daddy's bus?
Oh yeah, dying.
Slid on the ice and crashed.
This should have been in The Natural when Bump Bailey died running through the wall when he finally tried. 50-year-old movie.
All right.
All right, what's that other garbage?
Uno Smash is Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Oh.
Just saying that makes me mad at you.
Right field.
Right field.
Saturday summers, when
I was a kid.
And I was a kid.
God, they needed to do more drugs. Because Puff the Magic Dragon was fun. Pick out the
captains. From their album Around the Campfire. Guys, can't
it's
believe you didn't get it.
It's not easy being a ball glove.
Self-esteem. Best time to play catch around a fire. Strongest.
Yeah.
Shortstop and first. The last ones they pick.
I can't believe how many texts we're getting saying Peter, Paul, and Mary.
And that's
Frank Sinatra.
Mary got burned in the fire.
Text. The only time I've ever heard that Frank Sinatra song is when I was driving away from an Olive Garden as fast as I could.
That's insulting. This text Frank Sinatra and the Olive Garden.
This text from the 607. My wife was sitting here shouting the songs. Those two. She knew them both. Like, did you marry a woman?
Of course
who,
she did.
Like, did you meet her in the Roaring Twenties?
Yeah.
Everybody knows
know,
those two.
Like, I mean, did you have sex the first time in a rumble seat? How did she know those?
By Smash sounded like Emo Phillips trying to outrun a steamroller.
We're getting so many texts from people.
But there are some people who did get the Frank Sinatra one. There is not a single human on earth who wrote in about Peter, Paul, and Mary at any point ever. Unless someone's name was Peter Paul.
I can't believe it.
And he was getting married.
Right field by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Maitland, do you like those?
Loved them. I heard every single bit of it when I was in there. Mm-hmm.
Aren't you
phones.
Glad?
Yeah, yeah. Is that your favorite song about Saturday summers?
Yeah, and my favorite one about baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
For
so what
sure.
was the theme?
It was baseball, obviously.
What?
There were several baseball songs.
Where does Hungry Like the Wolf go, Steve?
Yeah.
Hungry and Like the Wolf might have been the 10th song added. Wait, as the...
Glory
as,
Days is a baseball song?
Yeah.
That's what he was good at?
Okay.
I just assumed it was football because he's cool.
I had a friend who was a big baseball player.
Don't hear the words.
Back in high school.
Yeah, makes sense.
He could throw that speedball by you.
Oh, man, the speedball.
Like, yeah, make you look like a fool.
That guy throws a speedball.
He's like on the other night at about this roadside bar.
I got you. I'm on board now. Never.
I was about. Walking in. He was walking out.
Never listened to the words all these years.
Where does Alabama and mountain music come
I don't
in?
Know. That was on a list of great baseball songs. And I was looking at the lyrics. I didn't see anything about baseball, but I trusted the list.
They were playing baseball at Sherlock's using sawmill slats for bats. That's a lyric in there.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, great pull.
Look at that.
Steve said he read the lyrics and skipped right over that. Yeah. There's a whole song about
I read the first
bats.
Two lines. It wasn't
yeah.
in there.
Yeah. Calling that a baseball song, would, yeah, I mean, that's the same as calling it a booze bottle with X's on it song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. Like, you guys were all waiting for me to fall.
I was yeah. watching your brain.
Kelly's like,
try
he can't do it. He started with no answer.
I was making direct eye contact, yes. too. I was like, put the pressure on. Make it funny. Say something
Please
funny.
Continue.
Well, you know what happened? I didn't. I failed just as your eyes told me I would.
No, I believed in you.
Yeah, shouldn't have. Taught you a lesson. Ha ha, in your face. Never trust me.
Dang it.